You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Commanders kept Baltimore out of the end zone. Hooray. Ravens kicked a field goal 17-0. We don't really care about the preseason game in terms of the score. I would like to see more than Sam Hartman right now at the moment. The offense looks very, very abysmal. Defense looks worse, but it's not like the offense looks good. Hartman is like the king of bubble screens right now. 6 of 9 for 22 yards and a pick. KJ Osborne has 12 yards, but he just picked up 6 on a bubble screen. I would like to see less bubble screens, but I know that Sam Hartman can't throw much more down the field, at least at this point. I got 5 hot takes for the 2025 Commanders season. I'm going to run them past my great producer, Ben Strober, who's sitting in here with us on a Saturday. And then I'm going to run them by you, too, 800-636-1067. I want you to judge my hot takes, and if you have one for the Commanders in 2025, I want to hear it from you. So, without further ado, Ben, I got 5. It's going to be your job to tell me if these are too hot, too lukewarm, too cold. Maybe you agree with them, all right?
Fire away.
So, hot take number one. I think Dietrich Wise will have his first double-digit sack season of his career, and I think he leads the team in sacks. Now, for some context, his previous career high is 7.5. Dante Fowler, who had 10.5 sacks last year, had only hit that number once before. He did that in 2019 when he was playing alongside Aaron Donald in Los Angeles. But I think Dietrich Wise is going to have his first double-digit sack season of his career. Too hot, Ben, or is that a good take?
That's real, real hot. I think he's going to be really good. I think he's going to be solid. I almost see this defensive edge group, by committee in a way. I don't know if anyone's going to pop off the screen in terms of sack numbers. Maybe Dorrance Armstrong gets to double-digit sacks this year if he does stay healthy throughout the whole year. We've heard a lot about how good of a camp he's had. We've heard Jacob Martin has looked really good off the edge as well. So if you have like 4 dudes that are out there consistently producing at that position, you could have 4 guys with around 7 or 8, and that would be really good. I mean, considering what they were able to get out of Dante Fowler last year, who never really popped in his career until last year, he has 10.5 sacks. Who's to say that Von Miller, in this defensive scheme, and if they use him situationally like they plan to do, why can't he have around 8 to 10 sacks? I think that's a pretty big ask, but
I was going to go with a Von Miller take, but I was going to hold off a little bit on Von. I think Wise has had a really good camp. I got to talk to him last week, and he is really buying into the culture that is here in terms of, it's not abnormal to see guys get out to practice really, really early, and it's not abnormal to see guys stay after practice really, really late. We know the stories of Jaden Daniels. getting out there before the crack of dawn and getting his work in and then going out and practicing later, right? Like Dan Quinn has told that to everybody that will listen. It's because those stories are true. I think Dietrich Wise has bought into it, though. So that's hot take number one. Dietrich Wise, double-digit sack year for Washington, and he leads the team.
He knows a thing or two about good culture.
He does. For sure. Well, I think this culture is probably a little bit more friendly to him than those days in New England, because he saw the good culture days in New England, and then he saw what happened after Tom Brady left, which is where Bill Belichick, who was already a little bit of a dictator, became even more maniacal with the way that he ran things. Hot take number two. Jayden Daniels is going to become the first player in NFL history to pass for 3,500 yards and rush for 1,000 yards. He would be the fourth quarterback in NFL history to rush for 1,000 yards. Can you name all three other quarterbacks? One of them was shocking to me.
That have rushed for 1,000 yards?
1,000 yards in a season. There are three of them.
So Lamar is probably one of them?
Lamar is one. In his MVP year, by the way, he had just under 3,150. So he had 3,127 yards, and he ran for 1,000 yards. So Jayden would be the first in my fantasy world to have 1,000 yards rushing and 3,500 yards passing.
Is Vic one of them?
Michael Vick was the first one to ever do it in 2006.
So the third one is surprising?
The third one, I knew it. I remember covering the story, but looking at it in 2025 was hilarious.
This happened last year.
It didn't happen last year. No, it happened a couple years ago.
Couple years ago?
A few years ago. I don't want anyone to be like, 2 years is a couple. No, a few years ago.
Like over five?
Not over five.
Not over five. Let me think.
This guy's still playing in the NFL.
Still playing? Is he still a starter?
Yes.
Still a starting quarterback in the NFL.
So it was not Cam Newton. I did look at Cam Newton. Cam Newton never got 1,000 yards.
I'm kind of lost here.
In his second year in Chicago, Justin Fields ran for 1,000 yards.
Wow, so it was Fields. He's never popped off the screen to me, so that is surprising.
But the reason that he did it, I think there was a game or two where he had 150 yards rushing. Had like crazy, like an 80-yard run or something like that.
About for your take right here, I love it because you like to see Jayden go over 3,500 yards passing. I think he will easily do that this year. 1,000 yards rushing, well, it would be awesome because it would be a ton of production offensively. I don't know if I want Jayden running as much as he probably would have to do to eclipse that number. I think this is the goal for this year, was to have him scramble and run a little bit less than he had to last year, obviously, so he could preserve him a little bit better. But we'll see if that is indeed the case. If the receivers don't do a good job of creating separation, you know, barring Terry McLaurin's out there week one, which I think he will.
Terry's going to be out there.
Whatever that situation looks like. But ideally, you probably don't want Daniel scrambling as much as he did this year, but he's so effective when doing it.
So
that it's going to be part
scrambles.
Of it.
I don't want quarterback powers. If they never call a quarterback power again, my life is going to be pristine.
They'll call some runs for
him. They're going to. I know they will, but I would prefer to never see a quarterback power. The scrambles are best because you kind of get him in space. You kind of fool the defense a little bit. The quarterback powers, you're just running him into bodies. By the way, Sam Hartman, nice pass to Colson Yankoff. Big gain. Biggest gain. Little RPO action right up the seam. This dude Yankoff, man. He was yanking off that defense. So here's the thing. Jayden Daniels threw for 3,500 yards last year in 17 games, and he ran for 891 yards in 17 games. But that game against Carolina, obviously he didn't play a majority of. He played one series and then left. Didn't need him. Marcus Mariota came in, sliced and diced that defense up. That team sucked anyway. He didn't play in the second half of that Dallas game. That one was okay because that first half of the Dallas game, to me, was the worst half that Jayden played the entire season. We kind of bury that one because of the Terry touchdown, but the first half of that game for Jayden was not very good. So he kind of almost did it last year, which is what was so surprising to me when I was looking up his numbers. I knew that he went over 700 yards, and I knew he was flirting with 800 yards. I didn't realize that he ran for 891 yards last year. And if he does get that mark of 3,500 passing yards and 1,000 rushing yards, he's winning the MVP because that's so unique and never been done before. The voters for MVP are constantly looking for things that have never been done before. It's very much a part of the narrative that goes into that award. So Jayden would win MVP if he becomes the first player to pass for 3,500 yards and rush for 1,000. That also means that good things would be happening for Washington. More on that in a minute. Hot take number three. I'm giving you five hot takes for the Commanders 2025 season here on 106.7 The Fan. You can tweet me at the Denton Day if you agree with these, if you disagree with these. And then in about 10 minutes, we'll go to the phones at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. You can jump on. Tell me if you like these hot takes, but I want a hot take from you for the 2025 season. Hot take number three. Mikey Sanersil is going to have four interceptions this year on Washington's defense. He will become the first Commander to have four interceptions in a season since Derek Forrest in 2022. How about a name you didn't expect to be a part of that list? Derek Forrest had four in 2022. I think Sanersil hits that number this year.
I hope so, Denton, because this team has struggled to pick the ball off the past couple of years. And that really, that's a testament with Derek Forrest being a guy that is the only one to have four interceptions in a season in quite some time for this Commanders team.
I thought Emmanuel Forbes was going to be that guy. Thank you, Ron Rivera, for that one.
Well, remember last year, Sanders still had this team's first interception, and it came week six of the season.
Which was terrible.
Which they need to do a lot better at forcing turnovers from that realm. I know they forced some fumbles along the way before then. But you'd love to see him pick the ball off early and often this year, and I think Sanders still is going to be your guy to do that. He's done it quite a bit at camp, even off Jaden Daniels. And I think him going back to the slot this year, even though he struggled a little bit with it early on last year before he moved back to the outside.
There's
going to
be some teams that are trying him that don't need to be trying him.
Yeah, I think he's a little bit slept on from that realm just because he's going to be moving back to a position that he was supposed to play in, then he didn't play in it. Now he's kind of back over there. And if you get good protection from Lattimore and Amos on the outside, that'll open the opportunity for Sanders still to do it because they're going to be trying him as opposed to some of those other guys, if Lattimore is indeed healthy, if he can be back to a Pro Bowl level, if Trey Amos is right, as good as people are advertising
for
camp.
There is no matchup in the NFL right now, in the slot, that I feel like Mikey would be at a massive disadvantage. I don't care if it's Devontae Smith in Philadelphia. We saw he can handle Devontae Smith in Philadelphia. He was the best cornerback against A.J. Brown last year. He stepped up to that challenge despite the fact that A.J. Brown had about a 6-inch height difference, 6 inches over Mikey Sanders still. When Marshon Lattimore was having some issues with Mike Evans in the Tampa game, they threw Mikey Sanders still on him. There's not a lot of guys that I feel like have a massive advantage over Mikey. So if you put him in the slot, if you put Lattimore on the outside and Amos on the outside, and Amos has had a really good camp, I am led to believe that they really have been impressed with what they have seen from Trey Amos to this point. If you put him on the outside, that means he has earned it. And if you put Mikey in the slot, that's a really, really good combination to have in a defensive backfield. So that's hot take number three. Mikey Sanders still going to have four interceptions. Hot take number four. It was written this week on ESPN by Bill Barnwell that Washington is a candidate to be a team that mightily regresses, or just regresses. He didn't use the word mightily, but there have been many people on a national stage that have said that 2025 Washington is going to regress from what they did. They've cited a litany of different reasons, scheduling, people being prepared for Jaden Daniels. Side note, the idea that nobody was prepared for him in 2024 is borderline hilarious and also offensive. Do you think that NFL coaches just aren't watching tape during the course of the year? Ben, I cannot tell you how many people on a national stage I've either heard say this or said this to me, that they think because they have a year of tape on Jaden Daniels that it's going to be a massive, massive deterrent to Jaden, as if nobody was watching film on him last year and as if he is not developing this year. Here's hot take number four. Washington wins 13 games this year. Their win total is 9.5. I think they win 13 games this year.
That's hot. I had them at 12, actually, because, you know, people have made a up and up about the schedule and how much more difficult it is and
there
how this team could have
a
worse games record.
That scare me on this schedule.
Wow.
Not a lot.
So some of them worry me a little bit, but I just think this team's going to be better. And the reason I give it this blueprint is because think about the Detroit Lions last year. They came off winning a division title for the first time in a long time, so they had a much more difficult schedule at hand last year, and a lot of people were saying, well, are they going to be able to replicate that kind of success? They won 15 games. And I feel like this team has gotten better on paper offensively for the most part. I think they've gotten better
on defense, too.
I think defensively they're going to be surprisingly much better.
But they've gotten better on defense. So you look at the Detroit model. I look at the Kansas City model. Patrick Mahomes takes the league by storm in 2018, wins an MVP. What do they do the next year? They do the same thing over again. Wins a Super Bowl MVP, get to a Super Bowl. I'm not sitting here saying they're going to win the Super Bowl, but when I pull up this schedule and I look it up and down, the Chiefs are a game that kind of worry me, Patrick Mahomes. But it's also exciting because I want to go in to be the man. You got to beat the man. I want to go in to Arrowhead on a Monday night and watch Jaden cook up. There are going to be some people that do the same thing that they did last year when Jaden was getting ready to go to Cincinnati, when Jaden was getting ready to go to Detroit. Can he play in that environment? I promise you, Arrowhead is a great environment. It is not Bama at night where Jaden has played. It is not Florida where Jaden has played. He played in the SEC. There's psychos down there in the SEC. He's going to be all right for Kansas City. But still, in fairness, that is a game on the schedule that I look at and say, okay, that's going to be some big boy football. The Lions are another game because Aiden Hutchinson, I'm expecting to be healthy, and Aiden Hutchinson's my defensive player of the year in 2025. I think that guy might go for 20 sacks in 2025. And then you have the Philadelphia games, plural. You got two of them. Outside of that, like, I understand the Denver game is going to be fun. Denver doesn't exactly scare me. Jaden is a better quarterback than Bo Nix is. Now, defensively, Denver is really good. Patrick Surtain is fantastic. You're going to really have to play well to beat Denver. But there's a lot of games on this schedule that are winnable games. And if you're entering a winnable game with number five as your quarterback, I'm going to take number five. He proved that to us his rookie season. I'm going to take number five. So I got Washington winning 13 games at number four. And here's the fifth one, Ben. My hot takes here on the Team 980 and 106.7 The Fan with Denton Day in D.C. Your hot takes coming up next at 800-636-1067. Here's hot take number five. Terry signs a long-term deal and then proceeds to have his first ever 1,200-yard season. To me, 1,200 yards is what 1,000 yards was in like 2005. There have been a lot of people that are very much in the pro camp, a pro Terry camp, just pay him what he wants, get the deal done. I'm not there. Like, I don't think the DK money is legitimate in terms of what Terry is at the age of 30. I don't think you should pay him that DK money. But I think $30 million a year is okay. If you can get together $30 million a year and you want to pay Terry $30 million a year, I can be cool with $30 million a year. But 1,200 is the new 1,000. 1,000 yards in a 17-game season is effectively about 53 yards per game. That's not all that's not impressive. 1,200 yards, that number jumps up. Your number one wide receiver, and Terry is very capable of getting to 1,200 yards. He just cannot have games like he did last year against Atlanta, where he was effectively a non-factor. He cannot have games that he has had in the beginning of the season. Remember, it did take a little bit for Terry and Jaden to kind of get into a groove. That's what made that Cincinnati throw all the more important, because the first two games, those two guys weren't exactly clicking and firing on all cylinders. You look at the game against Tampa, he caught two passes for 17 yards. You look at that first game against New York, where they kicked seven field goals. They didn't punt the ball. Terry caught six passes for 22 yards. So it took him a little bit to get on the same page with Jaden. If you look at those games and then take them into consideration this year, you have better performances. You're at least at, 1,150 yards. You had 1,096 last year. You could very easily well get to 1,150 yards. And then that New Orleans game, I mean, like 200 yards were left on the field with some of the passes that were just fingertips away. So I think Terry signs that long-term deal, and I think he has his first ever 1,200-yard season. A 1,200-yard season is way more impressive to me than seven consecutive 1,000-yard seasons.
I like it. The only thing I think that gives me reservations about 1,200 yards from McLaurin is Daniels is not the type of quarterback to force the ball to any one receiver. We even Correct. Saw that last year when they asked him. They said, we feel like you're not targeting McLaurin as much as maybe you could be. He said, the defense dictates where I go with the football. And now that you add Deebo Samuel to the mix, who looks like it's going to be a real red zone threat this year, hopefully Jalen Lane is going to emerge himself as a guy that contributes really early for this football team. I don't know if McLaurin's going to get forced the ball enough for him to reach that mark, because I feel like you will see a couple of those kind of games where McLaurin is a little bit more quieter than others.
And that's why they're not paying him $30 million.
Exactly. But you can make up for that if you keep up with the touchdown production that he did last year, because you had a couple games where McLaurin goes off for two touchdowns in the same game. Maybe he didn't have a whole lot of yards. Like, think about that New York game where he had two touchdowns in the first half. He didn't do a whole lot outside of that in that game. But touchdowns are so valuable, obviously, when you're in the red zone. If you can get into the end zone, that's really all that matters. And I think they need to be a little bit better in the red zone this year than they were last year. They had too many possessions where they came up with just three or less because they didn't have a guy to get in the end zone, or they would have a penalty to kill their drive.
If Terry was the guy that you could force feed, he would have already been paid.
So I think Debo.
If you look at what Jaden did at LSU in that Heisman year, he was force feeding the ball to two guys. It was Malik Nabers. It was Brian Thomas Jr.
I mean, those dudes were
unbelievable. But he was force feeding the ball to those two guys. Maybe the offense and what Cliff is trying to do is just a lot different than what they were doing at LSU in terms of the mentality. But I would like Terry to be a guy. That's been my biggest gripe with Terry, is that he needs to be the guy that is capable of getting force fed. Because we saw it in that first New York game, Malik Nabers got targeted like 15 times. And there really isn't a reason. If Terry is worthy of the money that he is allegedly demanding, which is like the DK money, he would be a guy that is getting force-fed. I think there's going to be a big effort to get him the football more. Those are my five hot takes. What are yours? 800-636-1067. I want your hottest take for the Commanders in 2025. You can tweet me as well, at the Denton Day. It is Denton Day in D.C. on 106.7 The Fan of the
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Team 980. Sam Hartman threw a touchdown pass. It was unfortunately to the other team, but it's a touchdown nonetheless. The score in the preseason game, for anybody that cares, is 24-3. The offense for Washington has been as bad as their defense. Nothing has really been all that good. Luke McCaffrey did just have a nice play, though, so that's better than nothing. Outside of one 52-yard pass to Colson Yankoff, which was really like a 7 to 8 yard pass that then Colson Yankoff took for another 40 plus yards. Outside of that, this Washington offense under the guidance of Sam Hartman has been awful. I'm good. I'm done. I know their plan was to play him for the entire first half. That is judging based off of the fact that he is still in there for the final like 30 seconds of the game, and he just threw another interception. I can't even make that up. I'm good. I'm done. I don't need to see any more Hartman. Get him out of here. Get him off the screen. I want nothing but Josh Johnson in half number two. Like, you're actually doing a disservice to one, Sam Hartman, but you're doing a disservice to the wide receivers who you're supposed to be evaluating right now. How do you properly evaluate the wide receivers when the quarterback cannot throw the ball down the field? He has no zip on the ball. I don't know, Ben, if that counts as a strip sack or an interception, because I don't know if that was a fumble or a pass. But it was a turnover that the Ravens get at midfield with about 20 seconds left, and they have a comparable kicker, so they're probably going to add another 3 points to the scoreboard. This has been about as bad of a performance as I could have imagined. I already kind of knew that the Sam Hartman probably not going to be the guy to be quarterback number three in 2025, but there has been nothing to take away from his performance to this point in the game to say, this was good. This is something that you can build off of. And if this is what you're doing in the final preseason game, man, I don't know what to tell you moving forward. Maybe they can create a position for him as like a consultant, an offensive quality control coach, something along those lines. He could go sign a deal with a modeling agency. He's not going to be playing quarterback in the NFL, though. The nice thing is, here's the one thing that's been a good positive takeaway, Ben. You can get him to your practice squad, because there's not going to be a lot of teams across the NFL that are clamoring for Sam Hartman after what we have seen today or at any point in the preseason. He just does not have it when it comes to throwing the ball right now, and you're just trotting him out there. How are you getting a good look at Ja'Cory Brooks, who's been thrown to 4 times, and like 2 of them have been catchable? How are you judging him properly? Even McCaffrey. McCaffrey's got 5 catches for 23 yards. He just had an 11-yard catch that was, I think he got kind of came out of the backfield in a weird spot. If all you're doing is throwing like 4-yard screens, and by 4-yard, not even 4-yard screens, like screens that are then resulting in 4-yard runs, because the defense is now just prepared for screens, how are you judging these guys properly? The run game has been efficient. Chris Rodriguez played about a series, 5 carries, 34 yards. You're seeing a good quality amount of Kaz Allen, the quality amount. He has 1 carry for 40 yards. Jeremy McNichols has 3 carries for negative 4 yards. After the starter, some of the starters on the offensive line, I say some, Brandon Coleman played in the first drive for Washington. George Fan, who's not a starter, but he's going to be a pretty key piece, I would say, to this offensive line, assuming that he makes the team. I thought he played really well in drive number one. As soon as you took the good players out, the offense has gone to hell. And the only thing that the good players were doing is running the football because, again, Sam Hartman cannot move an offense right now. Really tough to evaluate everybody else when that is the case. I'm expecting that Yankoff is going to make the team offensively. He has a lot of things that you look at and say, I like what's going on here. It is worrying me a little bit that in the first half of the final preseason game, we haven't seen a ton of Ben Sinnott. A lot more Colson Yankoff than Ben Sinnott. That worries me. I'm expecting them to keep four tight ends on Tuesday when cutdown day is in the NFL. But if you're not playing a lot in the final preseason game, but you are dressed, not a very positive thing. Maybe we see more Ben Sinnott. Maybe he was just in that first possession, Ben, and I missed him because they were just so run-focused and Sam Hartman wasn't thrown to the tight ends. But not seeing a lot of Ben Sinnott while you're seeing Colson Yankoff play well and then just the abysmal nature of what the offense has been for this, this has been very, very disheartening for Washington in the matchup against Baltimore. 27-3 now the score as we go into the half. Baltimore just kicked a field goal that was up and good. If you're watching this game and you want to rant about what is going on with the offense and Sam Hartman, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Very few positives that we will get into.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
On the other side, and like very, very few, minimal positives, but there have been one or two that we're going to take away. We'll do that next. It's D-Day, Denton Day in D.C. on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Denday in D.C. on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Halftime in Landover. Not a lot of good for Washington, but a little good. They're down 27-3. The little good has been Chris Rodriguez, 5 carries, 34 yards, averaging 6.8 yards to be specific, per carry. He only played one possession. He played that possession with Brandon Coleman, who is another big-time positive from the first half. Brandon Coleman has looked fantastic. He's playing against twos and threes for Baltimore. I don't know how much that's going to matter. Putting him at the guard spot is going to do this offense wonders for Washington. So Brandon Coleman has been a really positive takeaway in the first half. Not playing a ton. Didn't expect him to play a ton. Hey, you didn't play a lot. You didn't get to do some joint practices. So let's get you some good game reps. Get you off the field. Get us ready for New York. So I'm glad that he played, and he looked really good in the action. Colson Yankoff has played well. He had the one catch for 52 yards. That was an RPO, one of the very few good throws from Sam Hartman. Very few, like very, very few good throws from Sam Hartman. Yankoff, they like Yankoff. I think they like Ben Sennett. I know they like Yankoff. My expectation is that they're keeping four tight ends. But if they decide to keep maybe one more defensive lineman than they originally anticipated, maybe they really like some wide receivers and they go seven wideouts instead of six wideouts. I'm expecting six wideouts, but maybe they really like seven guys. Ben Sennett might be in a little bit of trouble. I'm thinking he's going to make the roster. I'm expecting him to make the roster, but he might be in just a touch of trouble if they decide to cut it down to three tight ends. Because Yankoff has played really well. McCaffrey has 5 catches for 23 yards. I hope that McCaffrey stays in the second half for Josh Johnson, because at the very least, Josh Johnson can stretch the ball down the field. It's been nothing but bubble screens for Sam Hartman in the first half. And their plan was very clear. We're going to play Sam Hartman in the first half. He has two interceptions and what is dubbed as a fumble that was basically an interception. It was just the ball came out of his hand right before it was going forward, so it didn't count as a pass. It was a fumble that popped up and was caught before it actually touched the ground by the Baltimore Ravens. So he effectively has three interceptions. He's 12 of 17 for 114 yards. Two picks and a fumble officially. One of those picks was taken back to the house. So he has a touchdown pass. He just has a touchdown pass for the wrong team. I want to see Josh Johnson in here so we can really see what these receivers are looking like. My thought is that Ja'Cory Brooks is making the roster, that he's going to be the sixth wide receiver because he plays special teams and you're just not putting KJ Osborne out there at special teams. You're not putting Michael Gallup out there at special teams. So I think it's going to be Ja'Cory Brooks, but I would also like to see him play wide receiver with Josh Johnson when Josh Johnson in the second half can throw the ball down the field. The Sam Hartman thing has just been just a complete big, big looming cloud over the first half of the game, as well as the defense. Some of the linebackers and some of the defensive line guys that I was hoping would play really, really strongly against twos and threes did not play really strongly. Jordan McGee getting some action. He kind of had the very same approach that Dominique Hampton did in that New England game, which was the reason that Dominique Hampton is not here anymore. Step behind, guessing the wrong gaps, flowing to the wrong gaps in the defense. It led to a lot of holes being opened up. Baltimore's first drive was 14 plays for 80 yards. 12 of those plays were run plays. The defense could not stop them. And that's when you had McGee in there. That's when you had Johnny Newton in there. Jalen Holmes, who got some quality play time for Washington last year. Like, you had guys that are not going to be day one starters, but are going to be guys that get into the rotation defensively throughout the course of a 17-game season, and they haven't looked very good today. You know, Johnny Newton is a much better player against the pass than he is the run. That's why they drafted him. We've known that from the jump, but you still have to play the run. You can't just be cycled in as a pass-rushing specialist as a defensive tackle. You're a big body in the middle. You got to play the run better than what he has been playing the run in the preseason. So I've been a little disappointed with that. There's been a couple other guys that have played all right. I wanted to see more from Kane Medrano. He's rocking the double shooting sleeves. If you're rocking the double shooting sleeves as a linebacker, you got to make plays. That's the rule. It's a uniform rule. If you're rocking the double shooting sleeves, you have to make plays. He was not making plays. So not a lot of good from the defense in the first half. We're moments away from the second half. I want to see Josh Johnson. I might legitimately flip my lid in studio. Got Ben hovering around the dump button if we don't see Josh Johnson in half number two. There's no more that you need to see from Sam Hartman. He's not the guy. And if you want to properly evaluate some of your other offensive players, you need to have a quarterback in there that can throw. Give the wide receivers a chance to run some routes that are more than 5 to 10 yards down the field. Get some verticals in there. Get some deep ins in there that go 10 or 15 yards. Maybe some deep crossers that can go 15, 20 yards. Like, get Ja'Cory Brooks in space. I want to see what the separation of Luke McCaffrey is going to look like. My gut is telling me Luke McCaffrey is going to play for at least a little bit of the second half as well. I want to see Tay Martin. Tay Martin's a guy I think that has shined in certain spots. He played well in that game against New England in the first preseason game. You can get him to your preseason. He's been a perennial preseason player throughout the course of his, I think he's like 6 years in the NFL. He's been in the NFL for a long time. He's been on the preseason, on the practice squad every single year that he's played in the NFL. I think you can get him to the practice squad, and he's been a decent player so far. So I want to see these wide receivers get opportunities to catch the ball in space and then make plays when they catch the ball in space. It's D-Day NDC, Denton Day on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. When we get back, we'll take a small step away from football. I need advice from runners. If you run in the DMV, I need your advice. I'll tell you what I mean by that next on 106.7 The Fan. Ask and you shall receive. We wanted to see Josh Johnson. We are getting Josh Johnson in the second half for Washington. And his second play of the half, he throws a 5-yard out to Ja'Cory Brooks. I love it. Moving the ball down the field, Washington took the opening kickoff with Kaz Allen. Had a pretty nice return. It could have been a great return. He just lost his footing. He caught it on the his right side and then cut it all the way back to the middle. There was an opening there to maybe do something special. It feels like people have been pitching Kaz Allen as a return specialist for 4 years now. At this point, everybody loves Kaz Allen because he had really good high school tape. Really, really good high school stats, because I don't know how many people are crunching the high school tape of one Kaz Allen. But it was nice to see him get a good return. You got to make yourself valuable in the return game. You can get Kaz Allen onto your practice squad, I'm sure. But it was still nice to see that. Josh Johnson is throwing the football. This is glorious. It's not like he's all of a sudden Jane Daniels and he's just marching the ball down the field, throwing, 15-yard ins and all that, but he's at least throwing the ball, moving the pocket. This offense looks significantly better, and you're getting to see the wide receivers look significantly better. We've seen a little bit of Michael Gallup in here, although we've seen K.J. Osborne. K.J. Osborne just dropped a pass that he should have caught. That would have been an easy first down for Washington. It's just nice to see Josh Johnson in there. We'll keep you posted on this, on the game here. It's 27-3, Baltimore leading Washington in the third quarter. I need advice from runners, though. Ben, I told you this before the show. I'm a runner. I'm like cosplaying as a runner. But I'm training for the D.C. Half Marathon in September. I was out this morning on a run. I got 7 miles in before I did a little bit of a farmer's market situation with my wife, and then before I came into work. So it's been a very productive day for me already. Not to flex, but it just has been. I was running today, and I need to know the etiquette when you are a runner versus when to wave to other runners and when not to wave to other runners. So I moved to deeper into Northern Virginia. I don't need to dox myself here, but I moved deeper into Northern Virginia in the Alexandria region when I got married. I had previously lived in Ashburn. When I ran in Ashburn, Ben, everyone was wavers. You're on the WNOD trail. Everyone is waving to everybody. When I ran in D.C., when I used to work Kevin's show, the Kevin Sheehan show, before I took my current job with the BetMGM network, I would run in D.C., not a lot of waivers in D.C. You see a lot of people running, not a lot of waivers in D.C. Everyone's just trying to get in, get out, run in the National Mall, which is beautiful in the morning before most people wake up.
I didn't even know this was like a culture thing. I don't run. I walk a lot, though. I walk long distances, like 5 to 10 miles a day, usually.
How many steps you got? Are you the kind of white that counts the steps? I'm the kind of white that counts
my steps. Yeah, I aim for 10,000 is the minimum for me, which yeah. I'm not even close to right now because I came here pretty early after I woke up. But I'll try to make up for it a little bit later.
Are you fishing this afternoon?
No, I'm actually not. I'm gonna go head up to my girlfriend's house because I'm going to play golf with her stepdad tomorrow morning before I come back here to do Mystics.
Oh, you'll get your steps in playing golf tomorrow. Playing yeah. Full 18 or just 9?
I think we're playing 18, so hopefully we're walking. I hate... The reason I can't play golf with my friends, then, is because these dudes insist on getting the cart. It's an extra $25. I'm like, why can't we just walk?
Yeah, well, first of all, why can't you just walk?
Second and half the time, they're drinking. I'm like, so we really shouldn't be driving the cart. We should definitely be walking.
It's very mature of you. I just don't want to pay the $25. Like in this economy, are you kidding me?
It's already $70 to play the damn round. Like, that's why I only do it once a month or whatever. These guys will go like 4 times a week. I don't even know how they afford it at this point.
They don't work in a radio.
They work a corporate job. They go play golf right after.
Nine to five, exactly out of college, getting big six-figure jobs. And meanwhile, we are working away for a radio job.
When I walk, I do wave to people, like especially the ones that you just get used to seeing every day. If you walk at similar times in your neighborhood,
it's a nice little wave, right? So yeah, I'm doing 7 miles this morning, and I'm running from Reagan to Old Town. So I get to Reagan, running to Old Town. By the way, flooding in Alexandria, tough. I'm on 4 mile path, tough. Flooding, I have to like shimmy across a rail like I'm Spider-Man to get over puddles. I saw a puddle, and I was like, this puddle's not that deep. I take a step in the puddle. It comes basically up to my ankle. Socks are drenched for the rest of the run. So the flooding in Alexandria is out of control. But I'm running on Mount Vernon Path from Reagan to Old Town. And there are people that are waving at me. So I'm like, yes, we are so back. There's a lot of people out. It was very nice this morning. A lot of people out. So I'm starting to throw up the wave. But I don't know what the etiquette is in this portion of Northern Virginia. In Ashburn, it feels like people are more happy. Everyone's out there. We're kind of in this together, right? Like running is fun to me to an extent, but it hurts at times. Sometimes it's painful. The workout today was a little strenuous at times. So, like, I'm in there working hard, trying to make sure I don't die in my first ever half marathon. By the way, if you're running the half marathon, hit me up. Have some fun in the DC half marathon. The team isn't playing that week. That's why I'm running it. They play the Thursday night game. It lines up with week two of the NFL season. So they're playing Green Bay. I got peer pressured by my wife into doing the DC half marathon. She's not running the thing, but she peer pressured me into doing it because her friend was doing it. And then I signed up. And then she told me the next day, hey, by the way, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be out of the country. And I was like, wait a second. You peer pressured me into doing a half marathon just to tell me you're not going to be here to support me because you're going to be out of the country on work. And she was like, yeah, pretty much.
Well,
and I was like, damn it.
I'm glad you're training the right way, at least, because not to throw my friend under the bus here, who I won't name his name, obviously. He just moved to Columbus, Ohio for his first full-time job. And he's training to do a half marathon, actually. And what his training regimen is, he runs about 4.5 miles to the bar. And he sits down, has a beer at the bar, and then he runs like 3 miles home. So I've
got 7 miles in beer run, you know, going carbs
for
the run back.
I'm like, why even bothering doing that? He's like, I don't know. This is fun.
I think that the half marathon is the one where I think you can still kind of get away with like
not training too hard.
Not training extensively. Now I am training extensively because I don't want to get scooped off of like Georgetown Pike.
That'd be embarrassing.
That would be very embarrassing. I'm enough of a public figure, not a huge public figure, but I'm enough of a public figure to where that would be embarrassing. And like some low-level publication will write, hey, local radio guy gets scooped off because he was dehydrated and died during the DC half marathon. I don't want to make a headline here. But I just need to know what the etiquette is with waving. If I wave to somebody and they don't wave back, are they in the wrong or am I being too over the top? And again, I'm not giving like a happy summer camp counselor double wave. It's a very like quick toss up of the hand. Maybe you get 3 fingers in there like a boomer dad. Like if you see a boomer dad wave, I'm giving a boomer dad wave. I just need to know. So if you're a runner, let me know. Hit me up on Twitter at the Denton Day. Josh Johnson could not lead to any points on the board for Washington in his first drive, but he looked significantly better. 3 of 5, 17 yards. Still not great, but it was better than what Sam Hartman had. I just want this game to be over. Like, just get to the end of this game. Let's talk more about, like, the Terry stuff. The preseason game is so bad, I'd rather talk about Terry right now and the contract that we've been beating into the ground over the last 4 weeks and change here. We are going to talk Brian Robinson coming up here. I think Adam Peters made the right move moving on from Brian Robinson and what that says, one, about Brian Robinson, but two, about what Washington's running back situation is going to be in 2025. And when is the cutoff date for Terry McLaurin? The final preseason game is about, let's say, 25 minutes away from being over. 25 minutes in game time, probably about an hour and some change in real time. We're about an hour away from the preseason being over. The final training camp practice was this week. When is the final contract going to come across the table for Washington and say, you're either signing this or you're playing on your current deal? We dive into that next. It's Denton Day in D.C. on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.